Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with Reb T, the Audio Dvar Torah with Reb T, the show where we talk a mini lecture on the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are in Chukas Balak. We are looking right away at the first verse of the double Parsha here in Chutz La'aretz. It says in Perek Yud Tet, Pasuk Bet, it says, Zos Chukas HaTorah, this is the decree, the chok of the Torah. But the phraseology, the wordage used here is very interesting. What does it mean to be a decree of the Torah? What is the fundamental definition of using such a term? What is a decree? What is a chok? And how does it relate to other words used in the Torah? A lot of times it says different things that Hashem writes down through the hand of Moshe. It doesn't always use the word chukat. It uses different things. This is the commandment. This is the decree. This is the different things. But in this term, decree, what is the meaning here? So Rashi picks up on it, and Rashi explains, as the Gemara and Yuma points out, this is the statute of the Torah, because Satan and the nations of the world taunt Israel, taunt the Jews, saying, what is this commandment? What purpose does it have? Therefore, the Torah uses the term statute. I have decreed it. You have no right to challenge it. Sometimes Hashem gives us mitzvos that we don't understand. Hashem gives us commandments we don't understand. Hashem tells us to do things and we have no idea, no reason, no meaning and definition behind it, but we do it anyway because Hashem tells us to do it. We do it. We don't know the reason for it. We don't know the meaning for it. We can't really comprehend it or understand it. Classic example is Para Aduma makes pure the person you sprinkle on, but the person who sprinkled it is impure. Very hard to understand. Different things like Shatnez also, we don't understand. There's not really a lot logical explanation. A lot of sages, a lot of Meforshim commentators explain a lot of the laws and the commandments Hashem gives makes a lot of sense. Everything technically makes sense if looked at it from coming from Hashem. But human-wise, not killing, not murdering, not stealing, those things make a lot of sense for a just society, for a normal situation, a normal community to happen. We need these things. But other things Hashem gives us don't really make quote-unquote sense to us. That's what a statute is. So Rashi picks up, Hashem gives it to us, we don't challenge it, we accept it and we take it. And also life situations, we'll talk about in a bit, Hashem gives us a situation, we might not understand it, we not might not know why, but we accept it. We go by what Hashem does for us, because everything Hashem does, He does for a reason, does for the best. So the sources from Chabad, from Rashi, and also here, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi picks up on this idea also and talks about how this phrase can be understood in two ways, the chukat, the decree, the statute. On one level, it means that this, the law of the red cow, the paraduma, the red heifer, for example, is the ultimate decree like we talked about before, the most supra-rational of all the Torah's precepts. A deeper meaning is that all of Torah is, in a sense, in its essence, a divine decree. It is only that with many of the mitzvos, the supra-rational divine will come clothed in garments of reason, quote-unquote clothed. Some things will make sense. Some things will get reason. Something have a logical basis to it that we could understand, but some things do not, and that's okay, because everything comes from Hashem. Everything is decreed and ruled and brought to us from Hashem. Hashem has His reasons. Hashem has His way of going about things, and only some things are we privileged to understand. That comes from Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi. The Medrash Rabbah points out, in everything that Hashem taught Moshe, He would tell him both the manner of contamination and the manner of purification. When Hashem came to the laws concerning one who comes into contact with a dead body, Moshe said to Him, like we pointed out before, Master of the universe, if one is thus contaminated, how may he be purified? God did not answer him. At that moment, the face of Moshe turned pale. He didn't have an answer. He didn't have an explanation. He got very worried. He got nervous. When Hashem came to the section of the red heifer, to the section of the paraduma, He said to Moshe, this is its manner of purification. So Moshe said to Hashem, Master of the universe, this is a purification. How could this be? Hashem said, Moshe, it is a chok, a decree that I have decreed. No creature can fully comprehend my decrees. That came from Midrash Rabbah. Midrash Rabbah also points out, in reference to what did King Shlomo HaMelech say in Koheleth, I thought to be wise to it, but it is distant from me. He said, all of the Torah's commandments I have comprehended, but the chapter of the red heifer, of the paraduma, the classic example of a chok, though I have examined it, questioned it, and searched it out, I thought to be wise to it, but it is distant from me. Interestingly also, Shlomo HaMelech was one of the smartest people that ever lived. Hashem came to him when he was 12 years old or so in Melachim Aleph. They talk about it in the Medrash, I believe, and Hashem asked him what he wanted. You could be rich, you could be powerful, what would you like? But Shlomo HaMelech asked for wisdom, and then Hashem gave him everything else anyway, because Shlomo asked for the right thing. And he was a very, very wise person, but the Torah commands not to have too many wives, lest you be led astray for idolatry, God forbid, and lest you have too many horses and you go back to Mitzrayim. Shlomo HaMelech thought he was smarter and more wise than what Hashem commanded, kiviyachol, in a way, and he went about and took many, 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 many wives, especially for the purpose of solidifying his borders and making peace around the nations, technically, quote-unquote, converting them, but they still did their own practices, and that's what he's faulted for. It's as if he worshipped Avodah Zarah, really, they say, really his wives did it, but he didn't chastise them, so he's held to fault for it. So the verse actually applied to him, because Hashem knew a person can't take on too many wives, because their influence is too strong for one person, and they ended up taking the pagan rituals and everything of their forebears. And he also ended up taking many, many horses, and he was forced to go back to Mitzrayim, and Hashem said not to. Hashem knows what he's talking about. Hashem writes in the Torah, no one is wiser than Hashem. Hashem writes things, a lot of times we don't understand it, we don't know why, but Hashem writes it because He knows what we need and what we need to hear. So when we look at these sources, the main thing idea to take out from the idea of a chok, from the idea of a statute, is that sometimes Hashem commands things, Hashem gives things, Hashem gives mitzvos and commandments, los ases and ases, things to do and things to avoid, and we don't know why, but it's okay, because Hashem told us, that means there must be a reason, there must be a definite explanation. Might not make logical sense to human minds, but that's okay. Hashem told us to do something, it's okay. Shatan is, you can't have wool and linen together. Is it harmful to us? No. Is it itchy to us? Maybe, maybe not. But why would Hashem give such a decree? It's not like it hurts us, right? It's not like it bothers us. But if in Hashem's infinite wisdom He gave it to us, even if we don't understand, that's okay. We have to understand the limited capabilities of our mind, the limited capabilities of our intellect, and some things that Hashem gave us, we just don't understand, we just can't understand. We have to accept that. Of course, with the Paraduma, as all the sources from Chabad also pointed out to us. But in life also, I'd like to extend it, in our mini lecture, a few minutes together, I'd like to extend it also to outside of the actual mitzvah Hashem gave to us. Think about the life circumstances, the life situations, the different tests and challenges Hashem gives us. Sometimes things happen and we don't know why. Hashem can make this person rich and this person poor. The Gemara talks about, I forget where, the two sages, both very holy sages, both very wise sages. One was rich, one was poor, one had many, many calamities, and one had everything go well for him. And it's mind-boggling to think they're both living at the same time, they're both very holy, they're both very sagely with wise, with advice and everything, but just one had terrible life circumstances and one did not. Why did that happen? We don't know, but we know that Hashem is in control of everything. Hashem has divine providence in all aspects of our lives. Hashem is prevalent and present in every aspect of our lives. And Hashem knows what He's doing. Hashem is involved in our life. He sends things to us, but we don't know why they may happen, especially with terrible things. God forbid, lo alayna, we should never know from such things, but even sad things, bad things Hashem does to us, sends to us, there is a reason. We might not know the reason, we might not come to terms with the reason, but we have to accept what Hashem does to us. That's why the first thing, when someone hears about a death, lo alayna, we should never know from such things, is we say Baruch Dayan Emes. Why do we say such a thing? We say Baruch, blessed be Dayan HaEmes, the true judge, the ultimate judge, the judge full of truth. Why? Because we don't understand why such a thing happened, why Hashem would remove a person from the world, But we say, blessed be the one who is the true judge, because he judges people's actions, judges people's times, decides that they only needed X amount of time in this life, decided maybe their mission was done in life, maybe they were rectifying a previous soul and they only needed to do X amount of things, maybe they fulfilled their life mission, maybe they impacted as many people as they needed to. That's why if a person is 35 or 27 or 23, or even a little baby or a very old person, different circumstances, they only live X amount of years. We should all live on Me'avas M'shana, but Hashem has his reasons, and that's why it's okay to understand that we don't always know everything. We can question things, but we still have to accept things. We might not fully come to terms with things that happened in our life and our past losses and the like, but we have to still accept things. One of the first prayers we say are different prayers explaining how Hashem is the judge. Hashem makes, Hashem takes. Everything is from Hashem, because we have to recognize even in our moments of extreme frailty and in moments of extreme emotion, we have to direct all our prayers to Hashem, because Hashem takes everything and Hashem gives everything. One of the Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos, one of my favorite sages of all time, of course, we have the whole PAL about it, talks about how really everything is from Hashem and everything is really out of our hands, because Pirkei Avos explains we are born, we are created against our will. We are born against our will. We live against our will, and we are taken from this world against our will. We are given money against our will. We are given our life circumstances against our will. So Hashem makes us rich, Hashem makes us poor. Lo alayna v'shnevar from such things, excuse me. Hashem gives us our house and our family and our jobs. Hashem is in charge of everything. Hashem gives everything, but everything, hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi'yirat shamayim, the famous phrase seen around the Gemara, Hashem is in charge of everything except for our decisions to do sins, to do evil, God forbid, averus, or to do mitzvahs. That's the only thing we could do, but everything else, the job you have, the schools you went to, the house you have, the people you have in your life, your family, the car you have, everything like that is all from Hashem. And Hashem chooses the lot for every person that is exactly for him. Who is the rich person? That is the one who is content with his life. Pirkei Avos explains to us in chapter 4, Ben Zoma advises us to be really content, is to accept what we have, because Hashem, in his infinite reasons, with his reasons that we don't know, that's what he gives to us. And it's okay that we don't know, because Hashem decides what everything should have to us. We also don't know people's reasons for their actions. You think about the idea of chok, you think about the idea of a statute, of not understanding reasons for things. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors, and we don't always have all the facts of a story. The Gemara also explains, if you see a rasha doing something good, you could doubt if he has such good intentions. But if you see a tzaddik doing something that seems like it's bad, you should really try to give him the benefit of the doubt, because he's probably doing something good, you just can't understand it. We should really not judge anyone ever. We should always be down the cuffs chus. If we're gonna judge, we should judge people favorably. We don't always know all the sides of a story. Sometimes we're missing tons of crucial facts. There's an amazing book called The Other Side of the Story from our school, where it shows all these stories that seems to have a very blatant effect, a very blatant situation, when really the situation was lahafach, all the way the opposite, missing so many stories, so many details, because sometimes we just don't know. Hashem brings us stuff, we don't understand why. Hashem gives us mitzvahs and decrees, we don't understand them, and that's okay. And in life situations, we don't always understand everyone's details, and that's okay also. We have to understand and be accepting that people's situations, we're missing a lot of details. We should also remember that everything happens for a reason. Hashem has his reasons, and that's also okay. It's hard to accept things, but we should try as much as we can to accept things. Hashem gives everyone to everything and determines who should get what, and he knows why, and we might not know why. We can question things, but try to find solutions. We might not always have solutions. We might not always have answers, especially in our own lives. If we had to deal with tragedy, lo alayna, we might not get answers. We might not get closure, but we have to accept that this was Hashem's decree, and he decided this was what happened to, has to happen and had to have happened, and that's okay. We have to accept it. Even if we don't like the things Hashem sends to us, he knows what's best for us, so we should accept his reasons. You didn't get that job you wanted, you didn't get to work in the summer, you didn't get to do this, you didn't get to do why, and that's okay, because Hashem knows what's best for you. Hashem gives you exactly what you need. And of course, remember that everything happens for us is for the best. You think about two great sages who lived this in their lives, Rabbi Akiva and his teacher Nachum Ish Gamzu. Why was he called Nachum Ish Gamzu? He had a terrible life. He had very many difficulty things, and he had boils all over and different situations throughout his whole body and his life, but he still said, Kol man de avad tova, avad letova. That was the way Rabbi Akiva explained it, but really Nachum Ish Gamzu went by the idea of Gamzu letova. Everything that happened to him, he said Gamzu letova, and Rabbi Akiva tried to live by that. Rabbi Akiva had a lot of challenges in his life, but he still said Gamzu letova, especially that specific example we've talked about before when he's in the forest overnight at night. Nobody would take him in. Devastating, terrible hachnasas orch, and he's stuck in the forest with his rooster, his donkey, his cat, and his candle, or whatever the exact items were, and he lost everything, and he found that the next morning, had any of those items been around, he would have been discovered and probably taken and killed. So Hashem knew how to save him, and Hashem took care of him, and Rabbi Akiva had the idea in mind, Kol man de'avad marachmana avad letova. Everything Hashem does, He does for the best. And he kept saying that to himself throughout the whole night, that lonely, terrible, bitter, cold night, dark night when no one else was around. He knew Hashem was out for him. He knew Hashem was there protecting him and taking care of him. And that's what it is. So we learn from the idea of Zos Chukat HaTorah that sometimes Hashem gives us mitzvahs, sometimes He gives us commandments and statutes and things in our life, and we don't know why, we don't know the reasons behind it, and that's perfectly okay. No problem with that. We take it and we do it, because if Hashem says it, we do it. Hashem directs us to do something, we do it. Sometimes things happen in our life and we don't know why. That's also okay. Sometimes we see things that people do or happen to them, we don't know why. That's also okay. We should realize Hashem has His reasons. We don't know the reasons. That's okay. That's fine. And everything that happens to us, Hashem decides. And all we could take care of choosing mitzvahs over averos, because everything is predetermined, predestined by Hashem, and He does it for our best. Everything that happens to us is for the best, Gamzu LaTorah, and it all comes from the idea of Zos Chukat HaTorah, the idea of the chok, the statute, not always understanding, and that's perfectly okay as long as we put our trust in Hashem and let Him guide all of our lives. Join us next time as we talk the Parsha of the Week here on the Audio DT with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.